Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
And today our guests are Shotzi Schaefers and Joan Cullinane, here to talk about Out North's production of Marrow and Outside the Lines as a benefit for Off the Rocks. And that's an awful lot of words. Who'd like to start with Off the Rocks and explain to us what that is?
I'll go ahead and tackle that one. Off the Rocks is a program using drama therapy, working with women in recovery. And we've been meeting every Monday night for the last 14, 16 weeks, something like that. We started in March, and Tammy Lubitsch is the drama therapist who started this whole thing. And so all of the women live in halfway houses, and they're dealing with substance abuse recovery. And so we meet every week, and we do theater improv exercises. And my part of this is that I'm taking information that I get from these women out of these improvs and turning it into a play. I'm about halfway through the playwriting process right now, and we're going to have a production in December. And so what's happening Saturday night is a benefit performance for that program.
Wow. And it's also a way to kind of send the word out there. Good. And Joan, you will be performing your one-person show, Marrow. It's a revival of an Out North show, which I saw there last year, I think it was, or the year before.
The year before, Mark.
Okay, that's right.
Yes, and it's changed a small bit, not a lot, but a small bit. And it's because it's a self-revelatory theater piece. What happens when you do a piece like that, you learn something about yourself when you do it. And I've learned a lot about myself, so I've changed it a little bit.
And I guess us in the audience, we're supposed to come through some kind of revelation as well, which is the idea of theater and theater therapy, I suppose.
Yes, drama therapy is something that you perform a piece about yourself in order to kind of expurge it from yourself or whatever, and the audience kind of goes through it with you, and hopefully you balance the need you have with what the audience gets out of it. So mine is dramatic, but it's also fun.
Yeah, it was very funny.
It was funny. I enjoyed it very much.
So thank you.
And Shotzi, you're doing... What are you doing? Outside the Lines.
Oh, no, that's Morgan Hopkirk's show is Outside the Lines, which was also originally commissioned as an under 30 piece. That was back in 2005, so he's dusting that one off. And what's really great about these two shows, Outside the Lines and Marrow, is they're both really good examples of completely different types of solo performances, self-revelatory performances. I describe Jones as being somewhat having elements of spectacle. Where Morgan's is a little more of a humble approach, and they're two completely different types of shows, both of them funny and both of them very endearing and serious at the same time.
Yeah, I saw both of them, and I agree. And Jones was, because she's you're a drama therapist also.
I am a drama therapist.
So your show was kind of like a meta show, meta therapy. It was therapy about therapy and your other job as well.
That's right.
And Morgan's was a kind of direct a result of his experiences of having learning disabilities.
Right, growing up with learning disabilities, the people who've helped and hindered him through life.
Wonderful. I didn't see that one. I'm sorry. I'll probably miss this one. It's going to be Saturday night only.
Saturday night only. It's a one-time benefit performance for Off the Rocks.
And I noticed you said for women with problems of what kind of
substance abuse recovery.
So it's substance abuse recovery. How about men? Do they get any kind of a program for them? Are you going to leave them out again or what?
So, Mark, this is the kind of thing that drama therapy addresses all over the country and all over the world. There are many programs for men in prisons, in schools, in mental health centers that use drama to help men in recovery from mental health disorders, from violence, from... substance abuse, and they're all over the world and all over the country. So Alaska has had some of these programs before, but Tammy's bringing this approach back with women, but there's nothing stopping us doing another one with men.
Okay. I just, representing the other camp, I just thought I'd mention that.
Keep that in mind.
For all the guys out there, give me a job, hire me, and I'll do it.
I think it's really a unique process working with these women. And I think it's important for this particular group to be only women because in this safe environment, I think they're a lot more able to talk about the things that they've gone through in life and what led them to where they are now without men around.
Uh-huh. Does that make sense? And women are good at talking about this stuff, too. A lot better than men.
Well, this is the thing with drama therapy, though. If you give somebody a role, oftentimes they can enact things that they wouldn't be able to talk about themselves. So they've had a lot of, say, doing a Hamlet or doing a Romeo and Juliet, where you have two clans and you do it in a prison. So you're not saying, oh, this is what I did. This is the role I had. You take on the role, and through doing the role, you learn something about yourself. You'll learn what's hard for you and what's easy for you, what you've relied on, and what are new directions you can go on. Because acting is just a self-exploration and the exploration of our relationship with others. And that's a little. That might be a little bit too, you know, theoretical, but
no, it's great.
No, it explains a lot of what is so absolutely engrossing with live drama.
That's exactly it, because I would say there are a very minority of people who are just wonderfully gifted as actors or performers, and then there are many of us who just want, and Mark laughs, who want attention or are trying to express something in our life that we haven't been able to do. And so Off the Rocks gives people a way through Shotzi writing the play, their story gets told, because if you give somebody a little bit of distance from it, then they can say what they need to say. Sometimes it's just too hard to say something outright.
Definitely, yeah.
I can see we're in a prison where there were gangs. Romeo and Julio would be... Romeo and Julio,
you had it right the first time.
All right, let's call it that.
That's in the all-men's program.
Would be great.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and sometimes one of the things I really like about drama therapy is you can get actors to come into a prison and sometimes mentor people so that you could have a few women come in, women actors, and do roles. And then it starts normalizing that this is not just therapy, but it's also part of the real world. And people can come back and enjoy themselves and use it in their recovery outside. I know, Shotzi, you've told me that some of the people in the group may wind up auditioning for other plays.
Absolutely. And one of them already has and got cast.
Wonderful.
And this is kind of like, well, the purpose of theater from its origins, as far as we know, you know, in the Greek days, where it was a way to kind of, you know, collectively, cathartically purge the audience and then reestablish some kind of balance between society.
Exactly.
Like it's mental health. Now, are men allowed to come to this show tomorrow night?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone is welcome to come to the show on Saturday.
Well, I would think so. We have one male and one female often.
Well, and that, once again, is the point, is that sometimes there are stories of people who have been untold, like of minority parts of society and women. And if you put them on the stage, that way everybody can own them and see what's happening. Put it out there, and the people who have the stories have the power.
Sure, and from the margins. And a lot of times what you were saying about acting or writing or anything, a lot of people who are doing it and they get the spotlight and that's what they do, they're not necessarily the best people to be doing it. I'm not saying you're not interesting if you don't have some kind of horrendous kind of traumatic story, but you find talent in these places that are marginal, and it's really astonishing.
Absolutely.
When you kind of give these people a little bit of space and give them a voice, and when they find that voice or through the process of theater, where they don't have to be themselves, where they could assume the mantle of a character, you know, it's amazing how much talent, or what would you call that? Talent or just...
You know what I'd call it? I'd call it inspiration. Because you don't need, I know people will argue with me, so feel free to, you don't need a professional degree to be effective as a healer or as an entertainer. What you need is inspiration.
And when I first started working with these women, like the first couple weeks that we met, it was so great that they all had so much to bring. I thought back to like the first acting classes that I took in college, and we were all about 18, and nothing had happened to any of us yet. So we didn't really have that much to share that could be turned into a play. And so it was a really great experience to walk in, meet these women, and have so much to work with.
And these both of these plays came from North South. Under 30, which stands for not under 30 people age and age, but in minutes. And that's actually what under 30 does, is very much of the same thing. It gets people who wouldn't normally become an actress or a playwright to do it.
Right. It's taking the power out of the what we consider theater, which is pre-written plays written by someone who's well-established, and saying theater will die unless we invigorate it from different corners of the world that we haven't really appreciated. Shakespeare is not the only place where theater happens.
Yeah, the scripted approach out north has always gone away from that. And one of the caveats of Under 30 was to do something you never did before. If you were a theater artist, to go into not only writing your own thing, but try something different and push the boundary. And like Joan said, to kind of, refresh the whole genre with some new material, and therefore, make it more
Saturday
exciting.
So Saturday night is a chance to see what Under 30 does.
Right. And, even for this year's Under 30, I'm attempting, and that's because I haven't really started to do a piece that's going to be a silent piece.
The clown piece.
Yeah, silent clown piece. And I've got another clown who may be involved. I don't know. Megan. She runs that Anchortown Circus, so she's going to meet with me, and we're going to see what we can do for a silent clown piece, because that's something that's really going to challenge me, and that's working outside of the lines.
And that'll be Under 30 in January.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah, I read a little bit about that. You sent out a notice for clowns.
Yes.
And so calling all clowns out there, get in touch with Joan if you have anything you want to do in that area. And also, just real quick, Tammy Lubitsch. Who's the? She was our coach at Out North once. Is she? She's the founder of this program, Off the Rocks.
Yeah, she is the drama therapist, and she works at Aquila.
Okay.
Yes, she's very talented.
Okay, well, that's about all we have time for right now. Thank you so much for coming down here, sharing us this exciting information. The show is, there's two shows tomorrow, Merrow and Outside the Lines. Off the Rocks is the name of the program, which will be initiated with this fundraiser. And now it's time for the Out North, it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. I got Out North on the brain. Yeah. Okay, Cyrano's Playhouse, Brown Eyed Girls Theater Company, continues with The Odd Couple, both male and female versions of this classic comedy. The show runs Thursday through Saturday nights at 7 p.m. with its alternate gender version added Friday and Saturday nights at 9:45. And there is a Sunday matinee show at 3 p.m. The Odd Couple runs through September the 7th at Cyrano's Playhouse downtown at 4th and D Street. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And Alaska Community Theater is holding auditions for Alice in Wonderland on Saturday, August 23rd, and Sunday, August 24th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the X Studio Theater at 1133 East 77th Avenue. For info, call 344-4713.
And another audition notice, HAMS, which stands for the Homeless Actors of Mat-Su, are holding auditions for Seven Brides of Dracula, which is a musical, and the comedy Love. And the auditions are on Saturday, August 23rd at 12 noon, and Monday, August 25th at 6 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 501 East Bogard Road in Wasilla. Roles open for men and women over the age of 18. Bring a prepared song if you have one. For more information, call 376-4252. That's 376-4252.
Back by Popular Request is Broadway at Steinway's, featuring Julia Kaufman, John Fraser, and Juliana Osinchuk, tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Steinway Piano Gallery on the corner of A Street and 7th Avenue. For more info, call 677-9311, and I saw this program.
Yeah,
and
you said you
Mark
liked it a lot.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it very, very much.
It's a musical. They do it's kind of like a cabaret show.
Yes.
Yeah.
With little bits from various musical theater down through the years, and they sing beautifully, and it act wonderfully, and I highly recommend it.
And at Out North, finally, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., see Merrow by Joan Cullinane and Outside the Lines by Morgan Hobkirk. And this is a benefit for Off the Rocks. And that's tomorrow, Saturday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. It's a Pay What You Can benefit at Out North. And Out North is located on DeBar and Primrose, just one block west of Bregaw. For more information, call 279-8099. That's 279-8099.
And that's... Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro.
For KSKA.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar.